Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Simanim member by Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zichu's Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Let's begin with our eight Prakim Bat Chazor. Here we go. Perek Beis and Brachas. The first simon is Kori Bator, then Bein Prakim, then Shadreit, then Uman, then Chasid, then Rachatz, then Tavi, then Chasim. Good. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Meso. The first simon is Lafanov, then Kavru, then Nek, then Balkari, then Tfila, and then Zav. Good. Perek Dalad, Tfilas HaShachar. The first simon is Zmanim, then Beis HaMidrash, then Shmoneh Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Svina, and then Musafim. Good. Perek Hei, Ein Omdin. First simon is Chasidim, then Gushamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, then Simon Ra. Good. Perek Vav, Ketzad Mavarkin. First simon is Alaperos, then Ta, then Shahakol, then Minim Harbe, then Parperis, then Levarach Kulan, then Ikra V'Tafel, then Me'ein Shalosh. Good. Perek Zayin, Shosha Sha'achu. The first simon is Zimun, then Nek, then Ketza, then Lachalik, then Shtei Chaburos. Good. Perek Ches, Eil Dvarim. The first simon is Yom Yayin, then Netila Maziga, then Mapa, then Mechabdin, then Havdalah, then Ein Mavarchin, then Shachach, then Kos. And then Perites, Haroa. First simon is Nisim, then Chamish Brachos, then Shehachianu, then Nichnas, and then Vyahavta. Excellent. All right, so now we go to Peah. Peah has eight Prakim, and the numbers are 4, 2, 3, 2, 1. The first four Prakim deal with Peah, then Dalad and Hey, two Prakim deal with Leket, then A, Vav, Zayin, three Prakim deal with Shecha, then Zayin, Ches deal with Peret and Olelis, and then at the end of Ches we have Meiser Ani. 4, 2, 3, 2, 1. Great. And then we go to Perek Aleph. Eil Dvarim has six Mishnais. And the Simanim are Ein Shi'ur, then Shishim, then Sade, then Inglam, and then Ilan. Perfect. So Mishnah Vav begins with a case where the pay was cut instead of left for the Anim just to come. And the Mishnah begins, Lom hu noisim mishum peya upatimina meisers. Pay is always patimina meisers ad shima reach. Once the cut pay was already piled up and smoothed up and it's chayv and trumas and maestras, then one has chayv to take the trumas and maestras. So the Mishnah is going to be dealing with primarily other cases where miruch kri, where smoothing out the kri, the pile, is mechayv someone in trumas and maestras. For example, the next case is menosim mishum hefker upatimina maestras. If one is mafker something, then the tua is typically pata from trumas and maestras. Ajima reach. But if there was Meiruch HaKri, where they smoothed out the Kri, and then they were Mafkarit, at that point it was already Chayiv in Trumas and Meisers. And then the Mishnah continues with other cases where Meiruch HaKri is going to be Mechayiv one in Trumas and Meisers, where they otherwise would not have been Chayiv in. So the Sim is going to be Yid Mareach. I could say Ad Shi Mareach, but it's a bit cumbersome, so I'm going to say Yid Mareach. Yid Mareach. That's going to be our Simon. Great, so now in terms of a Simon story for Perek Aleph, we can complete it now. So Perek Aleph, we said the Zichru Simon is an olive tree. So we have these tiny little olive trees that almost have no shear, ain't shear. And when you count them up, there are shishim in the side. There are 60 of them in the field. And they turn out to be Inglam Elans. Inglam Elans. Inglam is Rosh Tevos for the 5 to 9 for something Bechayv and Peah. Ocho, Nishmar, Gidul Min Ha'aretz, Likutasa Ka'achas, Amachniso Akiyom. Inglam. And then Elan is the symbol for the Mishnah that lists the trees that fulfilled those conditions. So now we complete the story by saying that these Inglam Elans, these Inglam trees, have a yummy reach, a very good smell, a yummy reach, yima reach. There you go. So the Simanim are Ein Shir, Shishim Sade, Inglam Elan, yima reach. Once again, the Simon story is, you have these olive trees that are tiny, they have almost no shear. You count them up, they're Shishim in the Sade. They're called Inglam Elans, and they have a yummy reach. Perfect. That is our story, and I'm including the PDF. Just remember, you can click on materials, and you'll see the PDFs. I'm going to include now the Simanim story for Perek Aleph. So Yimareach is the Simon for Mishnah Vav. So now we get to the second Perek, Ve'ilam Apsikin. It has eight Mishnahs, and the first Mishnah deals with the concept that Peah has to be left from every single field. One can't leave Peah from one field for all his other fields. So what constitutes fields? So we have different things that can divide fields, which require each field to leave its own corner for the Anim. So the Mishnah begins, Ve'el Mapsikin L'Peah. These are the things that are Mapsikin L'Peah that create these divides. Hanacha, a stream, Hashavul, is a canal, Bederech HaYachin, Bederech HaRabi, Mishvila, Rabi, Mishvila, Yachin, and so on. So list all the different Mapsikin. So the Sim for Mishnah Aleph is Mapsikin. So the two Simanim for today are Yimareach and Mapsikin. Yimareach, and Mupsikin. Excellent. So now let's conclude with our pop quiz. Which parak lists the 5 to 9 for something to be chayv and peya? That's in parak Aleph, and the simon is inglam. Good. Which parak do we learn that the shir mid the rabbanon for peya is shishim? That's in parak Aleph, and the simon is shishim. Good. Which parak do we darshan at the pasuk v'ahavta? That's in parak tes and brachas, and the simon is v'ahavta. Good. Which parak do we have in Malchus regarding what one does if they forgot to bench and they left a place? That's in parak ches and brachas, and the simon is shachach. Good. Which parak do we have in Malchus whether a yachid is chayav to daven musaf? That's in parak Dalet, and the simon is musafim. Good. Which parak do we learn about the bracha of shahakol? That's in parak vav, and the simon is shahakol. Good. Which parak do we discuss whether nashim, avanim, and katanim are chayiv in zimun? That's in parak zayin, and the simon is neck. Great. Which parak do we have a mission that deals with meruach hakri and the implications? That's in parak aleph, and the simon is yimareach. Excellent. So that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.